Malachi chapter 3, the Lord says he will suddenly come to his house and he's going to cleanse with a refiner's fire, with a fuller's soap, the priest, the Levites. God is going to come and cleanse. He's going to send his messenger before that great day of the Lord. This is the prophetic word that God gives to Malachi, who is the last recorded prophet of our Old Testament. Now, I believe that there is a revival that's coming to the house of God. But this revival is going to be a revival first of cleansing, of sanctifying and making holy the church. God's going to come to his house and he's going to get his house in order. He's going to get his house right. It said he's going to get rid of the whoredoms, the sorcery, the lying, the imitation, those that are imitating something. Those that are imitating something but that aren't really true. God said in his word he's going to get rid of that. That spirit. And I think this is something that we see in the word of God as a warning. We see this as a clear understanding that God is fed up with the adultery. He's fed up with the pornography. He's fed up with the internet porn. He's fed up with all of the things, the hirelings, he says. Those that are not in it for the spirit. Those that are only in this thing for wages or money, that don't really care about the sheep. All of these indicators that God is fed up with. He's going to come with a fury of cleansing. Now, I've asked the question many times, God, why do you use some people in spite of their failures? And we look at Samson, we look at men like that, we look at people in the Bible that were flawed, but yet God used them. There was a purpose. And I think God uses people that are obedient and that are open to him, even when there's things in their life that aren't perfect. When we look at situations that go on, even in history, we've seen God use evangelists and pastors and leaders that end up in scandals. And we think, God, why did you use that person so mightily? Well, the reason is because maybe at one point they were obedient to the Spirit. Maybe at one point they were open to the Lord to experience his mighty power. And so he used them. He worked with them. But the days of that kind of, and we saw days of revival in the past where there were mighty miracles, mighty demonstrations of the Spirit. And not so much in the last 10, 15, 20 years. Haven't seen as many of the mighty miracles of the Lord. We haven't seen that. And the reason is because God is no longer putting up with unclean vessels. He's not going to just use people for miracles. He's not just going to use people to demonstrate acts of power. He's going after character now. So the next wave of revival that will hit the church is going to be a revival of Holy Ghost fire, of cleansing, a baptism of fire, of purification, a fire of cleansing. Now listen, there's a judgment coming to the house of God. Now the judgment is not a judgment of hellfire, but it's a judgment of Holy Ghost fire. And that means that either people are going to get right with God in the Spirit and do his will in obedience, he's not going to put up with flawed vessels anymore, with cracked vessels. He's not going to put up with people that are not truly seeking his face. He's not going to put up with people that aren't truly coming after him with a whole heart. God is after character. God is after people that are going to do his will. So the next wave of glory and revival is going to be a revival of purity and holiness, of character, of developing people after his own heart. God's going to have a people that are going to follow him wholeheartedly. There's no going to be room for people to have sin in their life and have skeletons in the closet. God's going to cleanse all that out. He's going to purify his house, his church. He's going to cleanse everything that is already sinful and wicked and abominable, everything that's happened over the last 30 or 40 years in the church. There's been a real debauchery situation where scandals have risen to a level that maybe the church has never seen. The impurities that have risen to the top are going to come off. God is going to judge. God is going to cleanse his church. He's going to purify himself a people after his own heart. And this work of the Spirit is what he's doing right now. This is what God is doing right now in the church. This next wave of revival will usher in, I believe, the bride of Christ. The bride. This is the hour of the bride. This is the cleansing of the bride. God, right now, even though souls in the harvest are ever before him, and there's going to be a great soul-winning revival, I believe, this year, and into the next few years, we're going to seek souls won to the Lord in great number. God is moving in this way. The Spirit is moving. But there is a revival right now of the bride of Christ being purified and made holy. And what we're going to see is God dealing with sin, God dealing with individuals in the church. He's going to deal with our flawed characters. He's going to deal with our habits. He's going to put his finger on sin, and he's going to impose his will upon us to live holy. This is going to be taking place in a great way. You're going to see exposure of people that aren't willing. God's going to expose them. You're going to see the fire is going to do a healing work, a revealing work, and a delivering work. People that are willing to listen to the Spirit, they're going to be changed. They're going to be transformed in a powerful way. Those of you that are struggling with lust, pornography, sinful addictions, internet addictions, whatever it is, God's going to heal you. He's going to cleanse you in an instant. There's going to be divine favor and glory and grace to overcome. And he's not exposing people publicly unless, I believe, there's an outright rebellion. I believe God is a God that says, I'll cover a multitude of your sins. He's more willing in us getting right than he is exposing us in embarrassment. That's just how I feel in the Spirit. Now, sometimes we might need embarrassing. Sometimes we might need exposure. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But ultimately, I think if we're willing to work with the Spirit in cooperation with our life. But this is the key. This revival of cleansing, of supernatural revelation of the Holy Spirit in areas of our life, of cleansing and purification, will lead to a greater revival. A worldwide, maybe even worldwide, not sure about that, but a revival of great circumference. God is going to consume much areas of the church with his glory. There's going to be a supernatural revival of his glory, of his presence in this cleansing. God is going to reveal himself as a holy God. The cleansing fire of God is going to be restored in the house of God. And it says that the offerings would be pleasant to the Lord in Jerusalem. So this is what that means, that God is going to make the work of the ministry pleasing to him. In other words, right now, the work of the ministry is the key. God is going to deal with the priesthood, the priests, the Levites. These were the ones given charge over the ministry. God is going to cleanse the ministry. And it makes sense to me, it always has, that God would cleanse the ministry. That God would cleanse his church. Because if the church is, if the ministry is unclean and unholy, surely the sheep are going to be unclean and unholy. And that's not God's will. So I believe God is going to cleanse his church. He's going to purify his church. He's going to make his people holy. But it's going to start with the pulpit. And I believe there's going to be tremendous cleansing and revival in the pulpit. I believe pastors and evangelists and missionaries and teachers that have been lazy spiritually, not winning souls for Christ, not doing anything, not really preaching sermons that touch the hearts and lives of people, but have been just going through the motions, God is going to touch that. God is going to cause a holy fire to come, a baptism of fire. Now, we're either going to resist the Holy Spirit's fire or we're going to accept it. Accept the Holy Spirit. We're going to be cleansed. If we don't accept, there's going to be a resistance, and God isn't going to move in that pastor and that ministry, and he'll remove the candlestick. The Bible says in Revelation 2, he'll remove the candlestick. God said he would remove the ministry. He'd remove those that are in the ministry. And I believe this is part of God's plan. It's part of the action of the Holy Spirit that God would cleanse. Sanctify and make holy his church. Now this is the first wave of glory that's coming in the church. This is the first wave of revival that God said he's going to bring. This first wave of revival. Supernatural signs and wonders. Once the church is cleansed and holy and purified, God has vessels that he can set for his kingdom and glory. Then I believe there's going to be a mighty outpouring of the supernatural like we've never seen in history. History will record these things, and we will look back and see the mighty acts of God, the mighty demonstrations of his power. We're going to see things we've never even imagined. Blinded eyes, deaf ears, the lame, dead raised, miracles of great significance in the news. Even in the news era, we're going to see things that are going to be reported on CNN, on Fox, and all the news channels. Things that the world will look at and wonder how it could be. Miracles, not just in churches, but in the streets. Evangelism, soul winning, evangelists with given great power. Elijah's type power in the spirit. Elijah-type power in the Spirit. We're going to see that. People commanding things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and miracles. The book of Acts, we'll look at it and say, wow. Even the book of Acts, church, we'll look at it and say, that's amazing. But Jesus said in His Word, greater things than these shall you do. We've not seen in any generation yet miracles that will stop the world in its tracks. We've not seen miracles yet that will stop the world in its tracks. But we will. In this generation, we shall see those miracles. And I believe God is going to grant mighty things in the Spirit like we've never seen. But don't forget, the first part of this revival isn't going to be the miracles. It's going to be the cleansing fire of the Spirit of God. So I'm saying to everyone right now, if you're wanting to see God move in your life, you're wanting to see the Holy Spirit, get ready. Bring your life under the subjective power of the Holy Spirit. Don't hold back. If you've got sin areas of your life, if you've got confusion and depression, discouragement, and laziness spiritually, this is one of the tricks of the enemy right now. This is one of the things that Satan is doing against especially ministers. They're finding themselves to have no purpose, no direction, no understanding. They're foolish in some of their decision making. And we're seeing that there's a lot of selfishness that's going on. People that are being given over to habits, enslavement to the enemy. This is all going to come to an end. God is going to direct His Holy Spirit to move in such a way that you're going to either repent and get right, or you're just going to be run right over, because this thing is going to come roughshod over the church. We're going to see the Spirit of God move. And this is of God. This is of heaven. This isn't of an earthly type of thing where people are organizing. I heard of a group in Tennessee that are organizing a revival. Let me tell you something. You can't organize revival. If man could organize a revival, that would be the saying that man can call fire down from heaven or rain down from heaven on his own. You can't. Only God can send the fire, and only God can send the rain. Only revival can come from heaven, from the Holy Spirit. And only in God's timetable and in God's directive. And right now, the directive of the Lord is a cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, a baptism. The baptism of the Spirit is a baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire. It's a cleansing from all sin and unrighteousness to Jesus Christ, to His holy blood, but to the fire. The Salvation Army had it right. You know, the symbol of the Salvation Army, the old Salvation, not the new one, the old one that was a fire-breathing Holy Ghost ministry, was blood and fire, because blood and fire are the two symbols of Pentecost. Are they not? The cross of Jesus Christ, the blood, and the fire, the flame of the Holy Ghost, the cleansing tongues of fire. And God's bringing a cleansing tongue of fire to His church. And those that are baptized in that flame are going to speak in other tongues. They're going to glorify God in a heavenly language. They're going to speak mysteries unto God. And the Holy Spirit is going to flow through them in rivers of living water and cleansing. So we're excited about this revival. I'm going to speak forth what God gives me in my spirit each and every day. I'm going to pray. I'm seeking God. I'm praying. I'm believing the Holy Spirit is going to move in a mighty way. I'm excited about what God's doing right now in the church and in my life, in the life of other believers. If you've gotten anything out of this message today, I pray that you'll pass it on to others. Let's get the word out, the prophetic word of the